you remember when you were a teenager? Your parents told you something and you rolled your eyes in the back of your head and their good advice went in one ear, out the other. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. It's difficult being a teenager, caught in that no man's land between childhood and adulthood, champing at the bit to break free. And a cornerstone of that teenage immaturity back then, and sadly for some adults still today, is our unwillingness to listen, our unwillingness to take good advice, based on an unshakable belief that we know it all. I know a Christian man who refuses to read the Bible. He believes in Jesus, yeah, sure, but his attitude is that he is who he is, God loves him, and that's it. And whilst none of us is perfect, his regular angry outbursts make it clear to all and sundry that he really needs the power of God's word, which is alive and active, to deliver him. John chapter 12, beginning at verse 4. Judas Iscariot, one of Jesus' followers, was there, the one who would later hand Jesus over to his enemies. Judas said that perfume was worth a full year's pay. It should have been sold and the money should have been given to the poor. But Judas did not really care about the poor. He said this because he was a thief. He was the one who kept the money bag for the group of followers, and he often stole money from the bag. Think about it. Judas heard each one of Jesus' sermons, and yet still he stole. Still he betrayed Jesus for a handful of silver. So when it comes to God's word in your life, what will it be? In one ear and out the other? Or the power to change? Don't be like Judas. That's God's word fresh for you today. Laying hold of that power, the power that God has ready and waiting for you, means receiving his word into your heart. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.